CD 2.
But after we win, life will be better, croaked the angel.
But it won't be as interesting.
Look, you know I'm right. You'd be as happy with a harp as I'd be with a pitchfork. You know we don't play harps. And we don't use pitchforks. I was being rhetorical.
They stared at one another. Aziraphale spread his elegantly manicured hands.
My people are more than happy for it to happen, you know. It's what it's all about, you see. The great final test, flaming swords, the four horsemen, seas of blood, the whole tedious business.
He shrugged.
And then game over, insert coin, said Crowley.
Sometimes I find your methods of expression a little difficult to follow.
I like the seas as they are. It doesn't have to happen. You don't have to test everything to destruction just to see if you made it right.
Aziraphale shrugged again.
That's ineffable wisdom for you, I'm afraid.
The angel shuddered and pulled his coat around him. Grey clouds were piling up over the city.
Let's go somewhere warm, he said.
You're asking me, said Crowley glumly.
They walked in sombre silence for a while.
It's not that I disagree with you, said the angel as they plodded across the grass. It's just that I'm not allowed to disobey, you know that.
Me too, said Crowley.
Aziraphale gave him a sidelong glance.
Oh, come now, he said. You're a demon after all.
Yeah, but my people are only in favour of disobedience in general terms. It's specific disobedience they come down on heavily.
Such as disobedience to themselves.
You've got it. You'd be amazed.
Or perhaps you wouldn't be.
How long do you think we've got?
Crowley waved a hand at the Bentley, which unlocked its doors.
The prophecies differ, said Aziraphale, sliding into the passenger seat.
Certainly until the end of the century, although we may expect certain phenomena before then. Most of the prophets of the past millennium were more concerned with scansion than accuracy.
Crowley pointed to the ignition key. It turned.
What? He said.
You know, said the angel helpfully. And the world unto an end shall come in tumpty-tumpty-tumpty one,
or two, or three, or whatever. There aren't many good rhymes for six, so it's probably a good year to be in.
And what sort of phenomena? Two-headed calves, signs in the sky, geese flying backwards, showers of fish, that sort of thing.
The presence of the Antichrist affects the natural operation of causality.
Crowley put the Bentley in gear. Then he remembered something. He snapped his fingers. The wheel clamps disappeared.
Let's have lunch, he said. I owe you one from... when was it?
Paris, 1793, said Aziraphale.
Oh, yes. The Reign of Terror. Was that one of yours or one of ours?
Wasn't it yours?
Can't recall. It was quite a good restaurant, though.
As they drove past an astonished traffic warden, his notebook spontaneously combusted, to Crowley's amazement.
I'm pretty certain I didn't mean to do that, he said.
Aziraphale blushed.
That was me, he said. I'd always thought that your people invented them.
Did you? We thought they were yours.
Crowley stared at the smoke in the rearview mirror.
Come on, he said. Let's do the Ritz.
Crowley had not bothered to book. In his world, table reservations were things that happened to other people. Aziraphale collected books. If he were totally honest with himself, he would have to have admitted that his bookshop was simply somewhere to store them. He was not unusual in this. In order to maintain his cover as a typical second-hand bookseller, he used every means short of actual physical violence to prevent customers from making a purchase. Unpleasant damp smells, glowering looks, erratic opening hours, he was incredibly good at it. He had been collecting for a long time and, like all collectors, he specialised. He had more than 60 books of predictions concerning developments in the last handful of centuries of the second millennium. He had a penchant for wild first editions, and he had a complete set of the infamous Bibles, individually named from errors in typesetting. These Bibles included the Unrighteous Bible, so called from a printer's error which caused it to proclaim in 1 Corinthians, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall inherit the kingdom of God?" And the Wicked Bible, printed by Barker and Lucas in 1632, in which the word not was omitted from the seventh commandment, making it thou shalt commit adultery. There were the Discharge Bible, the Treacle Bible, the Standing Fishes Bible, the Charing Cross Bible, and the rest. Aziraphale had them all, even the very rare.